Chapter 1. Frankie, get in here. Frankie's head popped up from behind her computer screen where she'd been hiding, hoping Sid wouldn't notice her, but he'd already disappeared back into his office. She quickly tapped out a final few words on the document she'd been working on and pressed save.
What's up with him today?
Amy whispered from the other side of the desk.
No idea. I've tried to stay well out of his way, groaned Frankie.
She hauled herself to her feet and picked up her pad and pencil.
I'd better go and see what he wants.
If you're not out in 10 minutes, I'll interrupt with a phone call. Frankie smiled at her friend and strode across the open-plan office of the Edinburgh Chronicle, trying to ignore the blatant stares from her colleagues. She tapped on the office door and opened it, poking her head through the gap to make sure Sid wasn't on a call. He looked up from the sheaf of papers in his hand.
Come in, come in. It's bloody freezing out there. You let all the heat out.
Grumpy was Sid's resting mood. Frankie slipped past the door, closing it behind her, and took a seat opposite him. He tossed the papers on the desk, leaned back in his chair, and rested his hands on his ever-expanding stomach.
I've read your Valentine's Day article.
He gestured towards the printed copy in front of him. A whirl of thoughts flashed through Frankie's mind, trying to figure out exactly what was wrong with her article. It was standard Valentine's Day fare, an article about famous couples whose marriages had stood the test of time. Of course, it wasn't the kind of reporting she wanted to be doing. No, Frankie had her eyes firmly set on proper news reporting journalism. She wanted to write stories that truly mattered to people, not some Z-list article that next to nobody would want to read. However, she knew working her way up through the ranks was the only way to get there, and she had accepted it a long time ago.
Is there something wrong with it?
Not as such. I mean...